What you are about to hear is real.
They thought I was crazy, but I wasn't. Proved that I had the highest. What are you looking at?
You?
You think I'm crazy, too?
No, I don't.
This is the booking desk.
I've been drinking.
Police headquarters.
But I still know what I'm
doing. Now, can I talk to you? What's the matter with her?
I don't get it, Sarge. Not to be a mental case. You can't storm in here and insist we put her in jail.
Looks like she's been drinking a little bit.
You had a wife that wouldn't...
Let's talk to her. Maybe we can get her to go to a hotel.
You wouldn't stand it.
This is Don Reed, police recorder. You're with Detective Unit 5-6, and you're going to follow us tonight wherever we go. And while you're with us, just remember one thing. That woman over there, the people you meet, they're not actors. You see, this is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
When I don't drink with anything,
Night Watch. The actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors. There is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch. Presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California. W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. And now we switch you back to headquarters and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
At the booking desk, woman insists on being arrested. Having some sort of husband trouble. Desk officer Al George trying to straighten things out.
Trouble down here, ma'am.
I wouldn't go. I won't go back to my husband. No, I'll die first.
Did you have a fight with him?
Yes, he keeps telling me how crazy I am. I won't go back there, no. I'll die. I'll kill myself. I won't go back to him.
Has he harmed you in any way?
No, he's been very good to me, but I just don't like the way he talks to me. Even if he tried to force me with a gun, I wouldn't go. I'd let him shoot me first.
Lieutenant Machado, uniform skipper. Going to get in on things.
I thought you'd just one minute.
Sure.
Now, you have money to take a cab. My advice to you is we'll call a cab, and you stay at a hotel or a motel tonight, and then tomorrow you'll... feel different.
I've been staying here where I'm safe because, believe me, he has a way of finding out things. I don't know how he does it, but he does it.
Well, he wouldn't find out tonight, I'm sure of that.
You just don't know him then.
Well, either call a cab and have to stay at a hotel or motel, or we'll call a friend or something.
Put me in jail or out. Okay, then you'll be have to call the ambulance before long.
Why?
Because I'll run out in front of the car.
Well, that's talking silly. I mean, you're...
No, it isn't talking silly.
You're grown up.
Well, yes, I'm grown up. I'm 30, almost 32. I'll be 32 next Saturday.
Well, I mean, you know better than that.
Yes, I know better than that. But you just don't know the man I'm married to.
Well, you sit down for a while and we'll think it over.
Because I want to be protected.
Woman standing still. Very powerful build. Perhaps 200 pounds.
But I don't want to go. I want to stay right here. I have no friends or nothing to go to. That's what really hurts me. Just please tell him to put me in jail. I don't want to go. No place. I just want to stay here.
Have a seat.
If you people knew how he was, you'd feel the same way I do.
Al, you want to take her into the detective room, let Ross talk to her? I don't know what we're going to be able to do. I don't think we can turn her loose. I'm going to record check and I'll see if I can get a hold of her husband.
Right, I'll take her on in first. Let's move across the hall to the detective bureau. You know, I'll have to find some way to help her. A woman sitting in a chair, biting nails.
Well, I don't know.
Detective Ross putting out a cigarette.
How long have you been married to this man?
Let me see. We got married a year ago, April.
How can we help you? I mean, what can we do to help you?
Just put me in jail and get me away from him.
Well, we don't want to put you in jail.
Well, I don't want to go out any place else. Because if I do, he'll be sure and find me. He'll stay up all night looking for me.
Well, has he hurt you before, or...?
He didn't tell me.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. He was drinking.
Has he been drinking tonight?
He drinks every night.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't very well put you in jail, and I don't think that would solve anything anyway.
Well, I don't want to go out
What do you mean by me?
In other words, you just left the house and you don't intend to go back.
No.
Do you intend to go back to get your clothes?
No.
Do you intend to take any legal action, like getting a divorce?
No. And I wouldn't give him a divorce if he started. I'd let him suffer. I really would.
Do you have any children?
Yes, one little girl.
Where is she now?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that.
You don't know where your own daughter is? Who had her?
My sister ran away and we couldn't find her.
With your daughter?
Mm-hmm. She wanted a doctor so I wouldn't sign the adoption papers, so she ran away with
her. And did that happen while you were in the...
The hospital.
The hospital.
They say they're all insane to go out there. When I only weighed 118 pounds, you wouldn't believe it, but I broke a man's arm that was weighed over 200 pounds.
That does it.
How did you break it?
Well, he just tried to get smart with me, so I said I might get smart, too.
You broke his arm.
I sure did. I just threw him over. When I threw him over, like those police do, they throw him over. Well, when I threw him over, I twisted his arm and broke it.
I'm glad you're sitting way over there, and you might get mad at me about something.
Mom, if I ever got mad, you know it.
I don't want you mad at
me. It wouldn't take me 2 seconds to get over this desk.
What?
They say I have an insane temper, and I believe it. When I get mad, I go crazy. And I just can tell a person's look at him.
Sure, can I see a man?
Yeah. Excuse me, please. We're
going to have to take this woman down to General Hospital for observation.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to take the responsibility for any other way.
Bob, that woman sitting in my office there, you want to take her and place her in the detention room?
Yeah.
Lieutenant Machado's making out papers. She's to go to General Hospital.
Right. Ma'am, you want to cut the way, will you?
It's too bad there isn't some other way.
Ran a record check on her.
She's been in two institutions. She doesn't even have a baby. In fact, she doesn't even have a husband.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of Detective Unit 5-6 on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. And now we switch you back to police headquarters and to the official police recorder, Don Reed.
Yeah,
sure, come on in.
We've been talking to a fellow out there that came into the station. Tells us that there are two guys waiting for him down in the drive-in. Wants to sell him some Benadryl pills and toss him into marijuana for good measure. Here's the address and info we took.
Sure, baby. Sounds like a good deal. We've been looking for a couple of guys down there. Where's the phone?
That's right on the phone.
Okay, bring one in with you.
Do you want to come in here?
Young fellow, quick haircut. A little nervous.
Now tell me quickly and very briefly just how you came in contact with them.
I walked in, they were sitting there talking to some guys I knew.
Inside the building?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I started a conversation with the guys I knew, and they started kicking around this hip talk, you know, walking the Great Wall of China and bending up the spoons and making signs and all this and that kind of stuff. So I figured I'd just go along with them. And I talked it up with them, you know, give them some indication that I knew what they were doing. And they left, and later on I went outside. About a half an hour later, I went outside, and I was standing out there talking, and they drove up in a car in this Ford, and they said, "We've got a proposition." And I said, "Talk," and he said, "Get in." And I got in the back seat, and he made the proposition there.
And what'd you tell him?
I told him I had some business to take care of up in Westchester, and I'd be back in 40 minutes.
Okay. About that time now.
Right.
All right, now, are you willing to go through and try to make a purchase for us?
I sure am.
All right, that's exactly what's going to happen. If you're willing to do it, you understand, we'll give you all the protection that you need. There'll be no danger. The only ones that they're afraid of are the police.
they're not going to be afraid of you. We'll bust you right along with them.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you'll go the same route as they do, only you'll be on a fictitious booking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll keep you out of it. That you may have to testify later if it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Just one thing to remember. I want to emphasize this very strongly. That they won't do anything to you at all unless they think that you have tipped the police. That's the only danger you've got. We'll be there. Now, we'd rather let the sale go completely to protect you. In other words, we're not going to stand back and let anything happen just in order to make an arrest. So you'll have the protection. But if they think the police are watching them, or if they think that you are tipped the police, then that's where the trouble will be. If they don't know anything about it, then you're okay. You don't have to worry about it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they offered to sell you what?
Graff's or Benny's.
They quote you price.
5 for $50. 10 milligrams.
10 milligrams?
Mm-hmm.
And how about the weed? How about the marijuana?
They didn't quote any price.
They didn't quote any price. Probably 50 cents a piece or 75 cents a piece. Did you give them any indication of being interested in...
Yeah.
All right. You got your car out here?
Mm-hmm.
You by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got $3 here. Jim, I want you to check the serial numbers. I know I've written them down here.
Detective Ross checking the serial numbers against the bills. In case we make an arrest, both officers can testify these are the same ones found in the suspect's possession.
Right. Right. This will be the money you'll buy with.
Mm-hmm.
We're interested in marijuana mostly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want. Try to buy four joints. Ask for four joints. That won't cost you more. Shouldn't cost you more than 75 cents a joint at the most. If they go over 75 cents, tell them it's too much. In other words,
what if they want to sell it raw?
If they want to sell it raw, tell them to give you a couple of bucks worth, let you see what it is, and you'll make a deal with them for a tin later. Find out what the tin's going to run, say.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get nosy or curious, you say, okay, you guys offered. If you don't want a deal, I'll go someplace else and let it drop.
Okay.
And we'll cool it off and we'll get it later. And here's the $3 here now. Remember what I told you. Now we want to work out some kind of a signal arrangement. Let's use a signal you're smoking. Let's use a signal of flipping your cigarette away like that. If you make a buy. After you've made the buy.
Okay.
See? In other words, you can light up during the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And as you turn to leave, flick it away. If you don't flick it away and you carry it with you, we know there's no buy. And then you're just to surprise anybody else when we move in. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thanks.
All right, let's go.
We'll get his license number.
Yeah, we'll get that when we go out. Here's the, grab the walkie-talkie.
Well, we've learned some good information. A walkie-talkie and a lot of patience. If we have good luck, our man will make a buy. And we'll make an arrest. It's impossible to anticipate what's going to happen.
5-6 to Unit 9. Can you read us?
In the car, 5-6, roger, but you're breaking up.
5-6 and 9, our man has just pulled into the drive-in on the north side.
Hey, roger, we see him.
Unit 9, our other detective crew are secured around the other side of this drive-in out of our view. They have just a small portable transmitter with them. Atmospheric conditions are... steel buildings in between makes it sort of rough to transmit and receive. Perkins has the field glasses trained on our man.
Apparently he's talking to two guys just inside the door.
Yeah, I can see three of them, but they're too far away to make much out of it. Our man should be coming out. If he tosses that cigarette away, we'll know that he's made a deal. Or scored, as we see in the trade. Then we'll move in. If everything goes right, our man will have the mark money. I've lost the perk. Can you see them?
Yeah. Wait a minute. It looks like they're going out the back way.
Oh, brother, we got a problem now. We can't see them from here, and we may be spotted if we move.
5-6 to Unit 9. The suspects are going out the back door. Can you see them?
The plan to start breaking up.
5-6 to Control 1. Can you relay Unit 9's message to us?
1 to 5-6, stand by. 1 to Unit 9, repeat your message for 5-6. Control 1 to Unit 9, stand by. 1 to 5-6. Unit 9 is almost unreadable. And all we were able to understand was that the suspects are leaving in a dark sedan, direction unknown. All units on this frequency, stand by. Unit 9, repeat your location.
What are we doing now?
We promised to be tailing them.
Could be. They didn't come out the front exit. They must have gone out the back way, probably west on Jefferson, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we've lost contact with the other unit. Just head now in the general direction. Hope that the other car, Unit 9, is on her tail. We're looking for a dark sedan. Golly, they must be thousands of them in this area.
1-5-6, did you read Unit 9?
5-6, no.
1-5-6, Unit 9 has the car stopped at West Unit Overland and has the three suspects in custody. Do you want them held there or transported to the station?
5-6, we're quite a ways west of there. Have the suspects brought into the station. We'll meet them there in about 10 minutes.
1-5-6, we'll advise. Control 1 to Unit 9.
Well, we made a pretty good guess which direction those guys took. Of course, it was wrong, but it was still a pretty good guess.
Perky, will you talk to these two guys?
Yeah, bring them in one at a time, will you?
We've got the driver outside, and he had the marked money on him.
Good.
Hey, Paul, do you want to come in here?
Coming into the detective bureau. First suspect. Tall, thin, rough complexion. Stretching out the chair. Parking his feet on the desk.
How old are you?
18.
18 today.
18 today.
Sit in here.
Get your feet off the desk.
Where did this money come from?
The guy gave it to me, man. He used to fix my car.
You used it to fix your car? Did you make a deal with him?
No deal, man. Just to pay him back when I got the money.
You don't understand that I don't like to beat around the bush and have a lot of lies.
Nobody's lying, man.
Don't give me that. I'll tell you what the money is for if you want to know. But are you going to tell me first?
Fix my car, sir.
It was, huh? Put your feet down.
You've been arrested? Picked up a couple times for being out late. About all. Mm-hmm. No record, I guess.
It's too bad this today isn't yesterday.
Hmm.
Now, you'd be a juvenile. You could probably get soft pedaled.
Well, man, I don't expect
you. You know what you're going to be booked on?
What?
Conspiracy to violate the narcotic laws. You're cold, man. You're dead. The money is marked. That was a setup tonight.
Not the money.
Okay.
The grand jail?
Okay.
New experience, aren't
you?
Mm-hmm. In the back of Bookham on conspiracy to violate state narcotic law, ordered to be the section.
So,
fine.
Give this chance. We'll be back.
Didn't you want to bring you the following?
Get started, let's get one thing straight. Your buddy had the marked money on him. We've got a solid case against you. You're dead. Let's not waste our time with a bunch of lies. Do we understand each other?
Suspect staring. breaking into a half smile.
Okay. And you guys accepted this money for the purpose of furnishing narcotics. I'll start right from the beginning.
Who approached who on this deal? How did this thing materialize tonight?
It was through joking around. Somebody had said something. And I made a joke about the Great Wall of China and ringing a gong on it. And he just swung right around his feet. And he said, "Oh, you there with a 35-pound monkey on your back." And I just laughed. And I said, "Oh, you walked on the Great Wall of China, too."
What were the words used when the money was handed over? What was the transaction?
I had asked him, "What do you want? Do you have benzidine or dextrose?"
Yeah, what did he say?
And he sort of thought, "No, benzidine."
And how much were you going to get him?
Just what I told him, 50 for $5. Right. And then I was going to see if he was going to give any back.
You have used benzidine?
I have.
What were you doing? I don't quite follow.
I came in contact with somebody once. At a time when I was associating with people that had used marijuana. And this person's way of living was a better standard than the people I was associating with. I moved in with this person, and he showed up with a jar of benzodrine. In effect, an inexhaustible supply. Like, you go ahead and next figure yourself. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to be. They were also using it to educate, in a way. They did a real lousy job, in effect, that they were making a profit off of, and they were making every pill pay for them, too.
Well, how does it feel?
Benzedrine? I work on them.
What do you mean by that?
Work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a cook.
I am
a cook.
It keeps you.
I can work then. I work faster, accomplish what I want to do.
How many times did you want?
Probably $2,000,
$3,000. $2,000 or $3,000?
Probably. I don't know.
What's it been in Benny's?
Yeah. Definitely. For myself.
How's he operate? How's he covered?
All I know is you go in, you give him $5, and he marks it in a book. I know that. At the time of the sale.
He supplies right there. He doesn't give you a prescription or anything like
no,
that?
No, I had asked him for a prescription. He didn't give it to me.
How did you meet him?
I've introduced him.
Do you think you can set me up there?
Sure, I can.
Think you can take me and introduce me, and I'll make a buy, and I come back two or three times later, and I get busted with him? You don't know anything about it. He doesn't know what you know anything about it. I just get caught with it, Betty.
Can be done. Although, the doctor himself, I think only once has ever actually given me the pill.
Who gives them to you?
Either during the daytime, his secretary. During nighttime, the night doctor.
Was it a clinic or something? Or?
It's an emergency hospital. It's
an emergency hospital. When you want it, how do you go in to get it? What do you...
Just walk in after reducing pills.
Ron? Yeah? Okay.
I mean, you can get as many as you want. As many as you got money
in
for.
In lots of 50.
50 for small stuff.
Now,
when you made your first deal, did you make it with a doctor or with somebody else?
With the doctor.
You made it with this doctor here?
Yeah.
And then after that, well, you just got it from whoever happened to be there. No prescriptions?
No prescriptions.
How much were you taking when you were taking the most?
Myself?
Yeah.
I had taken 50 in one day.
How'd you get started on it?
My employer gave it to me. The first benzodrine pill I ever had in my life, he gave it to me.
So now you're behind the eight ball.
I've been behind the eight ball for a long time.
These guys are sure a couple of small-time operators, aren't they?
Yeah, but you know, disinformation, we might just catch ourselves a big fish.
Yeah, could be. What you have just heard is real. All the investigations are recorded as they actually occur. And now, back to police headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
In tonight's first case, the woman who insisted on being arrested was taken to the County General Hospital for observation. Rest and consultation brought about her mental recovery, and she was released several weeks later. The final investigation in which two youths were arrested with marked money resulted in their being booked for conspiracy to violate the State Narcotics Act. The maximum penalty upon conviction is confinement in the state prison for not more than 10 years. I recall someone saying, these fellows are just small-time operators. In the overall, this was true, but with the information supplied by the suspects, our department, in conjunction with several law enforcement agencies, was able to move in and crack a large ring of operators that were selling various types of narcotics. This entire operation was possible only because a young citizen brought this information to the attention of our officers. To show how you, the citizen, can assist your police department is one of the reasons why each week we bring you Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following the on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Headlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and described in the field by the official police recorder, Don Reed.